Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Election day in Georgia today.
It's a big old land.
What will happen down there? One listener says Walker was behind 1%.
This ain't out of reach.
When this election went to a runoff, and the Libertarian candidate had 2.5%. So that math would indicate a bump for Walker, with the Libertarian no longer in the race. Then the listener goes on to say, I bet he loses by at least 10%, or 2%. Rather, bet he loses by at least 2%, which would make no mathematical sense. I don't know why I don't feel good about the race. I don't. I just heard that maybe I've gotten sucked into mainstream media. I don't know. It's always dangerous, but it's an important race. There's no doubt about it. Democrats will technically have control either way, but it'll be more difficult to do what they do if Herschel Walker wins. So we'll check it out. You can text us, as that listener did. Thank you. It's 701-237-1590. You can call us at 271-1100. Have you been following, Kev, at all, this criticism of President Donald Trump for his reaction to the Twitter?
Yeah, about the Constitution deal.
Yeah. I mean, we know this, right? Twitter interfered in the elections. We went through that all yesterday, and anybody that followed that on Friday night, no doubt about it. Actually, Democratic operatives manipulated Twitter officials who then willingly went along and messed around with the election. So here's what Trump said shortly after the news. So with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC and the Democratic Party, do you throw out the presidential election results of 2020 and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. I think he's right that the founding fathers would not want false and fraudulent elections. Yet there is no remedy in the Constitution for when one occurs. Because once the states certify the election results, they've certified the election results.
Did you see his post yesterday, though?
Yeah, because he's basically he's basically responding now to this pile-on, which, by the way, came from as many Republicans as it did from Democrats. There was a boatload of Republicans piling on, saying, you know, he's talking about getting rid of the Constitution. So he said, what I said was that when there is massive and widespread fraud and deception, as has been irrefutably proven in the 2020 presidential election, steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong.
Yeah. The fake news is actually trying to convince the American people that I said I wanted to terminate the Constitution. It's just more nonsense. You know, he doesn't want to do, but you know what? He's right.
Let me finish with elections
and every Twitter and everything else. Sorry, this is not legitimate.
He's making some very good points. I agree with you. I'll just finish here. Only fools would disagree with that and accept stolen elections. Simply put, if an election is irrefutably fraudulent, it should go to the rightful winner or at a minimum be redone. Where open and blatant fraud is involved, there should be no time limit for change.
Right.
Question for the audience, is Trump right or wrong here in saying what he's saying? Sounds like you believe he's right.
I think he's spot on. I mean, if this all come, and this is just even piling on to, like I said, with all of the election nonsense, the machines, the tampering, which is proving itself to be real in Arizona. It'll probably do the same thing in Georgia. There's just too much here to just go on about our business.
All right, let's see.
Way too much.
Is Trump right or wrong on this, folks? You tell me. It's 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776 or text us 237-1590. You know, one interesting question, Kev. The reference to the Constitution in there. He didn't say what they're saying he said, but he did reference the Constitution and saying we've got to do something. We've got to come up with some remedy to do this, okay?
That's what he's saying. I mean, this is so bad that we have to figure out what... I mean, it's never happened before, so he's in untested waters completely.
And I agree with him. The Founding Fathers would be spinning in their graves.
Yep.
To say, what? What happened here? But question for you. Do you think his reference to the Constitution was purposely put in as it was put in by Trump to... get some attention to his comments? In other words, the media wants to ignore this, right? The media wants us to go away and not reference it. But by Trump doing what he did, all of a sudden now we're talking about it. We're talking about Twitter. We're talking about the interference in the elections. I actually think he did it. I wish he wouldn't have said personally anything about the Constitution, because he gives him something to shoot at. But on the other hand, I think he might be two steps ahead of us and playing a little chess.
Something's got to be done. I am.
You think he's playing chess by referencing the Constitution?
He always is, yeah. Yep.
Very interesting.
I just absolutely agree with what he said. I mean, there's too much here. There's too much here to just go on about our business. Sorry.
Texter says Trump is right. Another listener, Trump is right. And if the GOP can't stand up to it, I'm going to the Libertarian Party. Yeah, I'd be careful, I think, with this Republican criticism of Trump. I really would. There's really no need to do that. But boy, a growing number of folks are quick to jump and quick to criticize. You think that ends well for the Republican Party? I don't. 271-1100 away on Trump's right or wrong. You tell us. Another listener, if everything went in Trump's favor and he won with all this fraud, would the liberal media be saying you can't deny elections? Fair question. Fair question. That's for sure. What else we got for you here? Another says Trump is right. You have confidence in this election? Why have zero confidence Herschel Walker wins? Zero. Texter says, it won't matter if Walker wins. Plenty of rhinos in the Senate. The Republicans do what they do best. They eat their young. The Democratic crooks stick together. Yeah.
True.
Another listener, Trump is right. Yes, Trump is correct. He has exposed all. I think there's something to that. I really do. Another says Trump is right. Why are Republicans, then, so quick to criticize him? If our Instapoll here says Trump is right by a significant percentage...
Well, those that are,
what are they doing?
If they're looking away from this, you are missing the big pitch here. You're not paying attention to what really needs to get paid attention.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, they have got to act on this. You just can't let this go.
What are they doing?
Nothing.
Why are they being critical of Trump? Why are they, you know, let the Democrats be critical of Trump?
Yes. Address this. Fix it.
I don't see any benefit for Republicans to pile on Trump.
No. I do see a lot of benefit, though, to call all of this out and start the investigation, do whatever you have to do.
Every day. They stole the election.
Period.
Twitter and the Democrats stole the election. Twitter and the Biden campaign stole the election.
Oh, it didn't affect it. That, did it affect it enough to change the outcome, though, Scott? Well, is a little cheating okay? What if I only cheat for the first three innings?
Well,
I'll only cheat for the first half. We'll see how it goes.
In the Vikes-Jets game, they would have uncovered today some cheating in the game. They wouldn't say that made a difference in who won or lost in a close game. They would have said, there's cheating. There's cheating. So, that's the deal. More of your calls when we come back. 271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with IRE Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That's beautiful.
Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, Dean in Valley City, David in Fargo, waiting to weigh in here.
Toys in every
Dana, you're first. David, you're on deck. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, started in 1908. high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. You know what else? This is a winter full of bugs, different things in the air. The indoor air quality experts, they can put things into your HVAC at home. Very affordable. And a whole range of options because they know it better than anybody. HATandSons.com to find out more. Or call them at 223-3393. Dana in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Scott. You know, honestly, I don't really care that much about what President Trump has to say right now. I think the remedy is the most important thing. For those of us that watched the Russia hoax early on and knew that was a lie, then the 2020 election stolen. We're all called conspiracy theorists and nuts. January 6th, I said, we have a politicized Department of Justice and FBI, and that is the most dangerous thing we could have in a republic right now, I believe. We do have a constitutional crisis, but I'll tell you what, I'm so cynical, Scott, a remedy for this, if Carrie Lake doesn't get a remedy in Arizona, we are in truly kind of perilous times, and it's kind of scary right now, I think. We need some sort of remedy, and time-wise, when will we get it? You know, well, I don't know. That's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I have a lot of hope for the House in Republican control on that front, on the investigative front, but you're right to be skeptical. I don't get my hopes up too high, but they have talked a lot about give us the Republican.
They talked a lot.
They give us the Republican
we
majority.
We never seem to get anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's what will be important, to hold their feet to the fire. Appreciate your call, though. Thank you very much. Let's go David and Fargo. David, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tom, you're on deck. On the road. Let's see here. Let me get, there we go. David, Fargo, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. David, are you there? You talk to him once, Daniel, see if you can get him. I'll go to Tom here. He's the next on deck. Tom's on the road. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. You got me now?
Got you there. Yes, sir.
I've been in and out of signal. Trump is right. Before I lose signal again here, he's right. But it seems to me the Supreme Court has already ruled that they have nothing to say about the election. It's a state issue. And because of that, with the states, if it's up to the states, and each state is going to set their own rules, and the way things are right now, it's going to be red against blue, with rules in place to authorize it. And it seems to me that the federal government is going to have to, through the legislature, come up with some sort of oversight over the election process, or this country is headed for war.
Yeah, I mean, we got to trust the results, right?
Well, we got to trust the results, but when the results are through, well, it's
right.
Cheating right now, but if each individual state harvesting, and we're going to allow all this in other states, and now we're going to, it's one vote, one person, one vote. You got a war brewing.
Appreciate your call, Tom. Thank you. Texter says, and this goes to your point on the process, early voting and mass mail-in voting heavily favor Democrats in Georgia. They had record-breaking early voting last Saturday. It's unlikely Walker will overcome that. Why does early voting and mass mail-in voting heavily favor Democrats?
Because it's been a part of their DNA. They're embracing it. They say Republicans in a number of states just are used to, you know, the old school, want to vote. You know, it's like Sean Hannity said, it's not the system we have, it's the system we'd like to have. But we got to play with the system that we have.
I think you've got to
develop tactics for this, for the field we're playing on. You can't develop tactics for a wishful field that we hope we're playing on someday. That's great. Work to that. But we got to get tactics for now.
Play on every front.
What we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
And that is a broken system. So play to the broken system. Play your slice. Figure out a way to score. You know, but the same old is not going to get it done.
Appreciate the text, Adam. Another listener says, several months ago, Senator Kramer said on your show, I have said that I believe there is fraud in every election. Please ask him today where he believes the fraud was in the past November election. All right. We'll circle back on that. Listener says, those Republicans piling on Trump are indebted to the Democrats. They are dirty politicians. Example, Mitt Romney. But I expect Mitt Romney to say stuff about Trump. I just ignore it because it's Mitt Romney, and he's a knucklehead. But there were a lot more than that. And I was seeing a widespread amount of Republicans saying all kinds of stuff. Here's our first listener that says Trump is wrong. Trump was clear with his words. And I've got no time for anyone suggesting such things. There's a process for amending the Constitution, and Trump has neither the patience for that, nor does he have the years-long process serve his stated purposes of changing the election outcome. I've got no time for this clown anymore. All right? Another. Trump is 100% right. The only reason Trump worded it poorly was to make the corrupt media cover the Twitter files. I have to think that that's true. That he intended to use it and knew that he was putting bait out there because it forced them to have to cover this.
You know, when you say, you know, clown, done with it, clown or not, if the man was cheated and the process is corrupt, you can't just say, oh, I just don't like the guy. Well, if it's not legitimate and if there's enough here, which it clearly seems that there is, clown or not, you can't just say, ah, I've had enough of it. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. The right, the wrong thing has got to be talked about. We just can't let this go. Well, and so what precedent does that set for future elections? What precedent does that set for cheaters that will just, you know, look at Brazil and Argentina and, oh, come on, Venezuela. Not going there.
Lister says there was a man who called in last night on WDAY and said people don't understand how Trump thinks. He's a businessman. He grew up his whole life talking in meetings with businessmen and talking about money and the language they use, which isn't like a politician or a statesman. Probably why his rhetoric gets him so much flack and people take him wrong and don't understand where he's coming from. I think his intentions are well-meaning for the American people. All right. Scott saying that I wish Trump wouldn't have said X, Y, and Z shows to me that you still don't get it. Trump has done this his entire political career, and the opposition steps in it all the time. He's been right about everything except getting the jab, and he most likely has a point for that, too. All right, fascinating topic. We'll pick this up with Senator Kramer next hour, along with a whole other boatload of topics. Senator Kramer will be here for the full hour. Your questions or comments, welcome for him, so call us. Get ready. We'll talk with Christopher Dodson about making North Dakota a sanctuary for life when we come back.
My name is Kevin Spunis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's senatorial election day in Georgia. Herschel Walker.
So it is time for us to stand up, but stand together. Because what the left is trying to do and the guy I'm running against have tried to separate us. Well, we won't let that happen. And let's go back to what the great Bible said, a house divided cannot stand. So we got to start standing right now.
Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
He was a great running back, and we get ready to send him running back.
Soda and snack manufacturer PepsiCo Incorporated is laying off workers at the headquarters of its North American Snacks and Beverage Divisions,
a sign that corporate belt tightening is expanding beyond tech and media. Hundreds of jobs will be eliminated in Purchase, New York, Chicago, Illinois, and Plano, Texas. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
Back on What's On Your Mind with the Holiday Spirit. Looks to me to be picking up. It's either foggy out or there's more snow. I can't tell which, but visibility reduced a little bit. Traffic speeds, therefore, on the 29 seem to be down just a tish, which is a really good idea. Wherever you're driving, be careful. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Cheeseburger hot dish sound good? What's not to love about a cheeseburger hot dish? Evan Harwood today. Chicken tenders or meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. And a pulled pork sandwich is your lunchtime fare on 45th and 9th Street Southwest in Fargo. So there you go. How about that for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience? Wow. Sounds good to me. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Christopher Dodson joins us next. Chris is the executive director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, the official liaison for the Diocese of Fargo and Bismarck in matters of public policy. He's made a suggestion for the legislature to consider this upcoming session to make North Dakota a sanctuary for life, which sounded darn good to us. So we thought we'd chat with Chris a little bit about that today on the program. Did I see you were just with Senator Kramer, Senator Kramer's office, or was that yesterday?
That was last week. Just last week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They just posted it now, so they're getting around to getting the picture.
I just saw that. It was a good meeting.
Yeah, good, good, good. How are you, Chris?
I'm feeling blessed. How about you, Scott?
Feeling blessed as well, absolutely, and encouraged by your idea to make North Dakota a sanctuary for life. Great idea. First of all, where is the back and forth with the judge on the Dobbs case and North Dakota's trigger law to make North Dakota right, you know, right, make North Dakota pro-life and the trigger law that came from Roe versus Wade and the decision of the Supreme Court. Where is it at in North Dakota now?
Yeah, if I were to explain everything, it would take the whole show. There's two lawsuits to involving enforcing the laws that the North Dakota legislators have passed. One is the one passed in 2007, which is called the Trigger Law. That is before our state Supreme Court. The other side argues that there's a right to an abortion in the state constitution. If they win that, we lose just about everything, even parental consent and basic restrictions on abortion. So it's a must win. The issue there is whether the court will decide the issue now or send it back for more proceedings. So They've had the oral arguments, and now we're waiting to see what they do. The second legal action involves enforcing our heartbeat ban, which was enacted later, which so really trumps the other one in almost all cases. And it would ban abortions after basically 6 weeks of gestation. It is in federal court. Our attorney general went back to court to lift the injunction that was placed on it in the old Roe days, so it can go into effect. The judge refused to reopen the case on various procedural things, and our attorney general is appealing that to the Eighth Circuit. So those are the two lawsuits. And if they were to go into effect, which the legislators had already intended before Dobbs, most abortions would be prohibited in North Dakota except for rape and incest for the first 6 weeks and life of the mother and substantial physical health throughout.
Thankfully, we do not have an abortion clinic operating now in North Dakota. If they win either one of these lawsuits, would you anticipate they would open one?
They might, or somebody else might. Yeah. Yeah. So we need to have laws in effect. It's what the people of North Dakota wanted. It's one part of building a sanctuary of life, just one part. And so we're hoping to get that resolved. And if the legislature has to make some actions to clean up some things, I think we're ready to do that here.
The question of the state constitution, what legal argument are they resting on there?
We have a due process clause and a liberty clause. You have a right to liberty, and they're trying to cling it onto that, even though there's no nothing in the history of the state constitution that would support that argument.
Is it your assessment that that's a stretch legally?
I don't think they'll win when the court finally gets to that issue, at least not with the current makeup of the court, with Justice VanderWaal there. This issue's come up to the court before, so we know how some of the justices already feel. But they will need four of the five justices to declare the law unconstitutional. That's the way our state constitution works. And yeah. I think we have at least two, maybe three, maybe four to say no, but it could be. We need the decision decided soon rather than later.
Yeah, no kidding. When do you expect that decision, time-wise?
Who knows? I never know with the state Supreme Court.
Interesting.
So,
all right, thanks for the update. A couple to keep an eye on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So in the meantime, as the legislature meets, we want to move forward with positively responding so we can help pregnant women and children and new families.
I love it. You have a laundry list here of proposals for the next legislative session. Walk me through these. What would make North Dakota a sanctuary for life?
Yeah, we're calling it Responding with Love, a Responding with Love package. We need to expand the abortion alternatives program in North Dakota so that it covers more people and more types of services. It's a program that reimburses pregnancy centers, pro-life pregnancy centers, adoption agencies, and maternity homes. We'd like a sales tax exemption on diapers and infant car seats. Did you know we have a sales tax exemption for adult diapers in North Dakota? So we exempt adult diapers, but not infant diapers. And two of our bordering states have a sales tax exemption on diapers. We should do the same. We need to strengthen the Pregnancy Workers Fairness Act. It's in the code, but it's not strong enough. That protects pregnant employees so that there's reasonable accommodations for pregnant employees and health conditions that might arise because of pregnancy and childbirth. Establish a life resources website. South Dakota has this great website that Christy Doan set up. It's like a one-stop site where people and agencies can go to find help for women in a crisis pregnancy, for help for newborns, whether it's a state agency or a private agency. It's like a one-stop shop. North Dakota should do the same. If we're a pro-life state, let's have something like life.nd.gov where people can go to and get that information. We want to we need to reduce the cost of adoption, and that's hard to do, but there's a few things we can do by hitting it in different directions. There's certain things that the state mandates that adoption agencies do, which the state could cover. If they're it's like an unfunded mandate on the charitable adoption agencies.
What does an adoption cost? Very expensive, isn't it?
Okay, that's a whole new story. There are two types of adoptions, basically. If you go through the adoption agency in North Dakota, like Catholic Charities or Christian Adoption Services or The Village, I forget the exact number, but it's not near as expensive as if you do out-of-state adoption. Okay, those are the expensive adoptions. There's not much the state can do about those. You know, I hear about $100,000 or $50,000. There's not much the state can do about those because that's not regulated by the state. The charitable agencies is significantly less. Like I better not mention a number because I'm sure I'll get it wrong. But their costs only cover really the things that the state requires to make sure that the child is placed in a safe environment. So if the state can subsidize some of that, because really it's a state action, you know, that the agencies are doing, it would help. Also, I think if we can do either a tax credit or a deduction for adopting parents, or a tax credit for contributions to adoption agencies. And so that's something that we're pursuing here. I've talked to some legislators already about it here at the Capitol, and there's interest in that, including a tax credit for contributions to the pregnancy centers and the maternity homes. Because the abortion alternatives program helps some of them, but it's a limited reimbursement, and a tax credit would help them better because the donor would have the incentive to do it. And, you know, the poorest among our pregnant women, there are gaps. This gets into the weeds, but, you know, our poorest women are generally served by Medicaid and the temporary assistance for needy families. But there are gaps that have developed through the years. Certain segments and certain women aren't covered. And I think we need to fill those gaps. And I'm hoping there's a lot of interest there because our greatest concern should always be for the least of us, especially those unborn children of women facing economic issues that we can help them with. And that might be all of them. I can't remember if I've covered them all, but that gives you an idea. We're trying to look at what are all the things the state does, tax credits, sales tax, assistance for families, and how can we hit this so we can do better along with the private sector, with charities and churches, to reach out and help women so that abortion becomes unthinkable and North Dakota becomes a sanctuary for life.
I think it's a great idea. Chris Dotson, thanks for laying this out, and we'll follow this throughout the legislative session for sure. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Chris Dotson, Executive Director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, which is the liaison for the Diocese of Fargo and Bismarck in matters of public policy. Great idea, for sure.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are getting you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of a hot tub and a sauna together in the ultimate Everyday Made Better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone astray is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, it's a winter wonderland today if you're in the Fargo-Moorhead Metro. And a real tiny band that extends into North Dakota of snow. Nobody else has snow today, but we do. So we've been, we must be on the naughty list. And it is increasing right now. I just talked to Justin Storm in our weather center, and he said, yeah, no, the snow is, it's increasing. So you can expect a little more here. And again, talked to Jesse Grable earlier from Minnesota State Highway Patrol. Slow down. Slow down. Don't follow too closely. Don't use your cruise control. All the usual things.
Why would this mean the naughty list? This is a...
Are you happy with snow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bring on the snow.
All right.
More the better. Unless you need to make some ice first, though. A little more ice would be good.
Make some ice, and less snow you'll have to make over Detroit Mountain.
Right. There you go.
Slow the machine down.
Crack open the skis here in a week or so and get out there. So
I see you got a new boss.
What's that?
You got a new boss over there.
Yeah, at the mountain?
Yeah.
Yep. You got a GM hired, I saw.
Mark Knutson, Fargo Marathon to GM of Detroit Mountain. How about that?
That's great.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Hey, we're brought to you today by Action Movers. My friends at Action Movers are the best moving company and have been since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned, all of their drivers are professionally trained, background-checked. I mean, that's something you can, it's called John Q. Mover, and you don't know. You don't know if they're background-checked and who's handling your prized possessions and are they professionally trained and all of that. But Action Movers can say yes. Always a good idea to get your date on the calendar, reserve your spot, even if you're not sure if it's going to be that exact date. Plan ahead when it goes to moving. If you ask for the Scott offer, you'll get a good deal, too. 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Special number for you, 566-5532 at actionmovers.com. Two A's in action. So get a load of this, Kev. It seems the Biden White House has snubbed some people and not given them a Christmas party invite.
Oh.
In the media.
Well, I didn't get mine.
No.
So.
But you don't cover the White House regularly. These are people that cover the White House.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Cover the White House. Who didn't get an invite? Probably Peter Ducey.
They regularly attend the briefings. And they didn't get invites.
Uh-huh.
Salon, Newsmax, Washington Examiner. One veteran White House reporter told the Post, how many acts of petty blacklisting does this White House have to commit against accredited members of the news media before a consensus forms that President Biden is neither a champion of a free press, as he so frequently claims, nor a man of decency, as his supporters claim on his behalf. How about that? This is a reporter. Another one said, the snub should be seen in a broader context after repeated press access issues under Biden. It's not just civility. It's also about democracy, really. Out of his mouth, Biden espouses that the free press is the bedrock of democracy, and he supports a free and independent media, and it's important for us to make sure that governments are held accountable, but it only seems to apply for governments outside the U.S. Ooh, they're ticked. Another correspondent said, this guest list is an example of how the White House is kind of taking punitive measures against journalists that are simply doing their job exactly as the president says or claims he supports. And that's what's most infuriating. It's doublespeak. And it's pure hypocrisy, in my view. Another veteran reporter says, engaging in petty partisan holiday invites is a sign of weakness, not strength. Apparently, this White House now has total disregard for protecting even the veneer of its promised transparency and respect for a truly free press.
I've been given a list of 10 people that I'm supposed to call on.
And they're going to get an invite to the party. Those people right there.
That are on the list.
Ladies and gentlemen,
remember this one?
He gave me a list here.
Yeah, the list.
Yeah.
The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on.
And it goes on. I go all day.
The New York Post was not on the list, didn't get an invite, so they called. The story I'm reading from is in the New York Post. The New York Post calls the White House for a comment. Then they get an invite the day of the party.
Oh, did we forget you? Oh, sorry. We have an intern doing that.
Oh, you're doing a story on this. Yeah, I hear
it. Oh, yeah.
How about a little
something? You were on there?
How about a little something for the effort?
There you are. Oh, you slipped under the rug there. Sorry. Yeah. We lost your deal.
You can't make it up.
We're not.
Yeah. Texter says, remember what went on with the press and Trump? I don't, actually. I don't remember there being any issues with the invites at all.
You had a lot of issue with the fake news press, if you're talking about that, but I've never seen a president stop and answer so many questions for so many reporters on a regular basis as I did him.
This is about the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, Hey, oh, is that where he made fun of the guy? Oh, that was at a rally.
Made fun of a guy.
Remember the disabled reporter? Or
that's not. It's all fake news.
Yeah, that was fake news.
Yeah, not true. Joe Biden's not going to the border, by the way. He's going to Arizona today, but he's not going to the border. And he's excluding some people from the press, from the party. Man.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.